You know, when I saw when I first got saved and I saw that the whole church system was jacked up, you know, messed up. There were people sitting in the church pews their whole life and they had no sound doctrine. They didn't care about doctrine or truth. They just wanted to feel good, you know. It was all about feel good. And then that was pretty much proven. The reason that they did that is because that's the way they lived their whole life. It's all about feelings, you know. So I realized early on, but I couldn't put it into words. I couldn't believe it until I just finally God revealed it to me that the legalism will manifest itself in different denominations, different forms, Jezebel spirit, perfectionist, worshiping some preacher or something like that, you know. It's really scary to see the whole world is really deceived. There's very few people going to be saved, I think. And there's very few channels nowadays that are going to tell you pre-trib, once saved, always saved, faith alone and Jesus alone, walking in the Spirit is not rule-based living, but faith-based. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. You're not going to hear that on many channels because once you start talking like that, you get persecuted. I mean, they really do persecute you. It's real, people. And it's all over the place. They come out of the woodworks. And a lot of times it's people that pretended to be your friend a long time and they never were, you know. It's sad. When you stand up against the 501(c) thing, you become an enemy of the whole system because the 501(c) is such a trick. They actually play the trick on themselves. And so when you're revealing the truth down to source, they're going to hate you for that. The 501(c). is divide 33. The Roman numerals 501 is DI. And C3C is CC, which is 33. 33 is union of Christ, dividing the body of Christ. What's Apostle Paul said? I'm glad I didn't baptize any of you. You would say you're of this one, you're of Apollos, you're of something going on outside. You're of division. You're of Paul. You're of Stephen or whoever, Saul. You know, my point is, it's all of Christ. Now, some denominations said, well, that denomination is preaching false doctrine. Well, the chances of you preaching false doctrine are true too because you're a denomination. And because denomination means D-name. And the chances that you preach it are pretty high too. Because you will say stuff like, you're saved by faith alone. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. And then you turn around and say, oh, to be right with God, you better not miss a day of church. You're just as guilty because that's a lie. If any man preach another gospel, let him be accursed. How do you get right with God? To believe on Jesus. Does never missing day of church make you right with God? No. What makes you right with God? Believing on Jesus. Why do they put some kind of building up as some standard? He says, don't forsake the fence, assembling yourself together in Hebrews. Yeah, the book of Hebrews. And yes, the church wants to assemble together because that's what the word together means, to get her, to get the body, to get heirs, to get the joint heir. And when you say her, we're talking about the weaker vessel. And the clay is the weaker vessel compared to the spirit. And so, actually over time, the woman starts to look like the man. Take on his nature. It's just the way it is. And so over time, And when I say time, over the cycles, you should start to look like God, you know, or sound like God. Made in God's image, you know. So over time, when you move from the old Adam to the new, you should start to look like God, just like the woman starts to look like the man over time. You can actually see pets start to look like their owner. I've seen that. You become what you gaze upon. You become what you gaze upon. You gaze upon Jesus, you'll start to look like Jesus. You gaze upon the truth, you'll start to look like truth. You gaze upon lies and twisted stuff, you'll start to look like these witches. Just type witch in Google and look at the image. You gaze upon witchcraft, you'll start to be bent up like a witch, you know. Sorry. Well, it is, people. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. When you gaze upon the truth, you start to reflect the truth. When you gaze upon lies, you start to reflect the delusional lies, the devil. Eventually, your lies catch up with you, and nobody nobody even believes anything you say, because you're a liar. And so, what's going to happen with the Democratic Party? They're going to fight against each other because all they care about is power, you know. Anyway, something I want to talk about is that the words are the hologram. The words are the hologram. And you know they are, because the word goes back to utter, and utter goes back to complete, and complete goes back to whole. Whole goes back to holy. Holy goes back to H-O-L-O, which goes back to hologram or holy writ, or completely written by the hand of God. So words are the hologram. If you just type in, if you go to etymology and type in F-A-U, it'll go back to fake and fall. Fake, facade, fake. And so Fauci, F-A-U-C-I, is fake. And we know that. He's fake. You can type in Rockefeller and break it into parts, and it means fell the rock. You can type in Rothschild, and it means child of wrath. And so their names or their words reveal their role in the hologram, in the story, the holy writ story, completely written. So words are the hologram. And so when you look at a chair, you can spell it out. C-H-A-I-R. Chair. Listen to the phonics. Chair. Heirs. Joint heirs. You sit down. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Chairs. C is agape. H is eternal. A-I-R is spirit. Chairs. Seated in the heavenlies in Christ. So the words are the hologram. The words typify everything. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, but you walk it out down here until the rapture. Joint heirs. Chair. C is agape. C is the letter 3, which goes back to a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him gospel, the letter C. And so the number 3, or the letter C, is what? God chasing the poor man down to give him the gospel, the good news. Chairs, heirs, seated in the heavenlies. Joint heirs with agape, eternal, heir, A-I-R. We're not from here. We're airy. We're of the air. We're of the ether, the spirit. The words are the hologram. If you can get a hold of that, you've arrived. Because when you understand that all the objects in front of you are derivatives from the Spirit, and all the objects are shapes, and every shape or symbol is a letter or a word, and it typifies something else. Just like a tree, you look at a tree and it's upright. So what does a tree represent? Faithfulness. Upright. What does a pole represent? Upright, faithful, dependable. All shapes and symbols and colors, everything's a word, names, all words, because you're in the Word. You're living and eating of the Word. The Logos is the Word. And so you're swimming in the Word, being changed by the Word, back to the Word. And the Word is the Holy Writ, because it goes back to hologram, holo, H-O-L-O, gram, G-ram. G is it is finished, R-A-M is ram, the ram, the goat, I mean, not the goat, but the sheep. Because you got the sheep and the goats down here in the script, right? But it was the ram caught in the thicket, and it's a male sheep, and it's a battering ram. Not only is the ram the salvation, but it's also going to pound and to cut out that old Adam. It's going to beat you, a battering ram. It's going to break down the old Adam. Anyway, long story short, the words are the hologram. You're in it. If you look around everywhere you look, no matter where you're at, look around. You're in some kind of shape. In your room, it's a cube. In your house, you got an A-frame roof above you, which represents the letter A, which is the blood, the bullock. So all shapes have a meaning. All symbols have a meaning. All colors. And what is the root meaning? It goes back to the story. Everything you read from Genesis to Revelation is typified right in front of you through the objects, the shapes, and the symbols. They all have a deeper meaning. And when you understand you're in a 3D version of the 2D Bible, and it's the same repeat every day, when you understand that, your whole paradigm of reality has to shift. It has to. It's not a maybe. It's an absolute.